Daily Light, February the 4th, morning. The Lord has said to you, you shall never return that way again. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back, and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. No one who puts his hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Be it far from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Therefore go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. The Lord has said to you, you shall never return that way again. Deuteronomy 17:16 and Hebrews 11:15-16, Hebrews 11:25-26, Hebrews 10:38-39, Luke 9:62, Galatians 6:14, 2 Corinthians 6:17, Philippians 1:6. Daily Light, February 4th, evening. They recount the pain of those you have wounded. While I was angry but a little, they furthered the disaster. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wanderings will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. They recount the pain of those you have wounded. Psalm 69:26. And Zechariah 1:15. Galatians 6:1. James 5:20. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Romans 14:13. Romans 15:1. 1 Corinthians 13:4-6. 1 Corinthians 10:12.